It is combined sections time for the American Physical Therapy Association, and coming to us from the exhibit hall of the APTA CSM are our guests today, who are going to be speaking to us and telling us about a new software computer application that is going to make every physical therapist's lives easier and every patient's lives more adaptive. Stay tuned for the next episode of PT Talker.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
All right, back on the phone today is Spencer Hutchins and Anang Chakshi. Anang, did I say your last name correctly?
You got it right. You got it right.
All right, good. All right, yep. So Spencer Hutchins, you are the co-founder and CEO of a company called Reflection Health. First of all, welcome to PT Talker.
Thank you very much for having us.
Yeah, and Anang Chakshi, you are the lead physical therapist for this program that Spencer's going to tell us about. Are you having a great time there in your world?
Always enjoying CSM.
Yeah.
Always enjoying CSM.
Yeah. All right, well, great. Well, thank you for taking the time away from the busy exhibit hall to join us today on PT Talker. Well, Spencer, I've been reading all about your project, the rehab measurement tool that you've created. And, why don't you go ahead and lay it out? This is not your typical software application, it doesn't sound like. It sounds pretty innovative and something that's capturing a lot of attention. Go ahead and tell our listeners, first of all, what it's all about. Then we'll talk to Anang a little bit about how it's being used in the field.
Sounds great. Well, first off, Jeff, just thanks for having us. Really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you and your listeners today. And it has been a blast here at CSM. Reflection Health is a startup here in actually based in San Diego, and we are trying to build prescription software specifically for rehab medicine and the physical therapy space. And we're building it on top of the Microsoft Kinect platform, which many of your listeners may be familiar with. Much like the Wii, it's been used as traditionally a video game platform. It's an infrared camera that allows you to play video games with when you are the controller. And there's been a lot of great research that's been done that shows that those kind of interactive, engaging software applications can really drive and improve rehab. But there's never been anything that was really designed for rehab specifically and for physical therapy specifically. And so what we've done is build a prototype, which we're calling the rehab measurement tool, which takes that camera and allows physical therapists to set a home exercise program. But instead of giving patients kind of a static piece of paper or maybe something digital, they actually, the patient can go and do the exercises in front of this camera and get an interactive experience in which they're actually being walked through their exercises. And the software can tell them if they're doing the motions properly, give them feedback in real time, as well as send all that information back to the physical therapist. We hope it's a great way to really improve the patient experience and give a wealth of information back to the clinicians on what's happening when the patient's not in front of them.
Okay, so right now in the typical PT clinic, Anang, just correct me if I'm wrong, but a physical therapist might be handing out a piece of paper that has been copied 20,000 times of internal, external shoulder rotation and telling them to follow those five stick figures on the piece of paper. Or they might be using some kind of computer software program with a digital video, maybe, if it's very progressive. But would that be what's going on typically right now?
You're exactly right with that. And when we do hand out these things, I think as clinicians and as therapists, we have actually no clue what they're doing at home. You know, we give them the paper. We hope that they are going to do the exercises. And when they come back in the clinic, you know, we ask them, hey, have you done your program? How's it going? Have you had any problems? And you try to figure out, has the patient been doing their program at home? Have they been compliant with it, adhering to it? And if they're doing it, are they actually doing it correctly? And so this software itself, the Reflection Rehab Measurement Tool, what it does allow, it allows you to actually get the metrics for that. It allows you to see, have they been compliant and adherent? And at the same time, what it's doing, the program is actually giving you instant feedback on your exercises. So if you're doing something wrong within the exercise, it will tell you to correct. For example, if you're doing a squat and your knees are collapsing inward, it will tell you, hey, don't let your knees collapse inward. So it's giving you that instant feedback to the patient, the same type of feedback which you would get in the clinic, and then hoping for that whole neuro-re-ed where the patient is learning how to do that and perform that exercise correctly to initiate and help with their rehab process and maybe make it and make that rehab process quicker and more efficient.
Right, right. Okay, so this sounds really advanced. Spencer, how do I get all this gear set up in my house in order to be able to do this?
Well, it's a great question, one of the exciting things about the Microsoft Kinect camera is there's already Microsoft's already sold over 20 million of them, so it's something like one in six houses in America already have this here. Right now, we're still in the product development phase are just conducting clinical trials on it because we really want to build a evidence base around the efficacy of something like this, really make it seem a core part of the therapeutic process and demonstrate that clinically and rigorously. And so the prototype right now just runs on any Windows laptop plugged into a Microsoft Kinect, and then it looks really great if you can, you know, project it onto a larger screen. But what we see in the short term is a great use in a clinic or in an inpatient rehab setting, and are already talking and working with Microsoft to say, hey, what's the form factor that ends up going home with the patient in the long run? Because we get excited about that in the future. We think, you know, you're already starting to see many of the TV manufacturers put cameras similar to these in the bezels of their TV. They really want to get rid of the remote control, right, make interactive apps. But we can ride on that consumer wave with this medical software in a way to really get it into homes. And so imagine eventually these cameras become more ubiquitous. It's an app download just like it would be on your smartphone today. And for those that don't have the camera, eventually what we'll do is have a really simple, you know, one box that has a camera that you just, you know, one plug into the TV and you're up and ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, camera technology these days isn't even that expensive. What would a Microsoft Kinect camera go for typically these days?
You know, it depends if you're buying it as part of a bundle, but it can be anywhere from $100 to $200, okay. And we see that price dropping pretty quick.
Sure. Okay, now, so, Anang, how do you, it would seem to me that with the change in healthcare coming, that reliance on home treatment, not being able to get maybe as many treatments in the clinic, is going to be really critical, especially as GPOs are popping up and they're responsible for the patient no matter what the cost. How do you see your this product, you know, enhancing that or being applicable in the changes that we're seeing in healthcare?
And you're exactly right. You know, it will make the patient a little more accountable, and at the same time, you know, what the software does, it does allow for the camera has a video camera within it, and which it does, it can record the patient doing the exercises at home. So this allows that feed to go back to the clinician in the clinic, so the clinician can actually see what is actually being done at home by the patient. And if a patient does come into the clinic and says, hey, I have pain on this particular day, what it does, it allows the therapist to actually see what was actually going on when they were doing that actual repetition or that form of that exercise. And as well, it gives you some information and metrics on knee angles and joint angles as well, so you can kind of see actually how much motion is occurring, and you can track that motion and track the improvement in their range of motion as they progress through their program.
Which I would think that would be critical as far as being able to maybe even document the need to, you know, for further treatment, that kind of thing. And it would also seem that my feedback that I get from therapists is that the compliance of the patient, you know, did they actually do the exercises no matter what they tell you? No one really knows. Are you seeing anything in your research as to the reality of that?
And you're exactly right. There is, you know, we don't know, and there's nothing out there. So that's what we're trying to do, and we're setting up some clinical trials ourselves with some institutions where we'll be doing testing our product with ACL rehab, and where we'll be testing this against the regular normal paper handout and to see if it's driving better compliance numbers and adherence numbers, as well as proving more beneficial outcomes overall. To see that, you know, we are kind of, you can then possibly, like you mentioned, in the some kind of capitated system, kind of, you can have maybe possibly some, you know, less visits into a clinic and making sure people are more accountable at home.
Yeah, because you could make sure they were doing it. So, well, right. Spencer, tell us where the product is now, and what's the time frame, and what could our listeners expect?
Sure. So we, back in the fourth quarter of last year, finished our alpha prototype, where we're and put it into our first set of studies. Our first clinical partner here in San Diego is the Navy Medical Center in San Diego, the large naval hospital here. And they did just a usability study with about 20 patients, kind of help us understand, hey, do people understand the interface? Can they operate it? Can they do the exercises? Got a lot of great feedback and results from there, as well as an enormous amount of focus group testing and internal lab testing. Have done that and really plowed it back into product development, and we'll be, by the end of this quarter, hopefully finishing a beta product, which will go into those more larger and more rigorous outcomes-based studies that Anung was talking about. We still have to get FDA clearance, which is in the works, and so we expect at the earliest we'll be kind of commercialized, generally will be at the, you know, near the end of this year or maybe into next year. Although in the interim, we're always looking for progressive physical therapists, clinics, and systems that really understand this and don't want to just be sold a final product, but are interested in really being able to give feedback along the way. And so certainly encourage everybody to go visit our website at reflectionhealth.com and sign up to be a beta partner. And we'll kind of reach out as we've got the software ready and would love folks to begin to use it and provide feedback.
Sure. So now, do you have like a price point? Do you have any kind of data on that yet as to what might be expected?
We don't. What we really want to do is first demonstrate clinical value with this and really lead with that trial evidence and figure out first how much value we create and then make sure we're letting the systems capture most of that, but also building something that that lets us grow and scale a business here, right? Kind of really a win-win. We really believe that there's a new industry to be built here alongside of pharmaceuticals, medical devices, you know, durable medical equipment, of prescription software, right? And want to be part of holding ourselves accountable for outcomes and real evidence in the same way that we do a pill or a device. And so we're starting there.
Yeah, great. All right, awesome. Now, we're out of time, but just real quickly, what's the response been in the hall? How busy have you been? What's your gut telling you?
It's been great. I mean, we blew past our internal targets of hoping we got 100 business cards already, and we still got a full day to go. So we've been a really great response, and I think you know, you see from you know, the veterans all the way to the new students kind of get this and see the value and the potential of it. So hopefully we'll get a lot of people following us and show everyone that this is really a tool that can be a core part of the therapeutic practice of a physical therapist in the future.
All right, and I'll bet it will be. It sounds awesome. We've been listening to Spencer Hutchins and Anung Chokshi, who are the two principals, I guess, that are behind this great product coming out, Reflection Health, the rehab measurement tool. Gentlemen, thank you for, again, taking time away today. You got up early, so San Diego, thank you for doing that and joining us on PT Talker today.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right, we want to remind everyone that you can, of course, find previous episodes of PT Talker on iTunes. Be sure to tell your friends and coworkers about PT Talker. It is free to subscribe at www.pttalker.com. And I want to thank everyone out there that is spreading the word about PT Talker and the expertise that we bring to you each and every week. So this is Jeff Worrell saying thanks and my best to everyone at Combined Sections.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.